The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, they feared the crowd, for they all thought John really was a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. So, just briefly looking at the first reading this morning from the book of Ecclesiasticus or the book of Sirach, there we have the person praying for wisdom. And I don't know if you ever pray for wisdom, because you cannot have all the knowledge in the world and many degrees after your name and yet have no wisdom. Wisdom is a totally different thing. Wisdom really is a gift. It's a gift from God. It's a bit like the gift of faith, something that comes from God, but we must pray for it and we must develop it in our lives. And so we get an example then of the wisdom of Jesus in the Gospel this morning, where he's asked a question not because they want to know the answer, but are trying to trap him, ask him a question so that they'll put him on the spot, so to speak. They're not interested in finding out the truth. They just want to see, can they trap him? Now, have you ever yourself been in the position where somebody is pointing something out to you, but you don't want to listen, you don't want to know, you don't want to know the truth? And that's what the Gospel is about this morning. To be open, you know, to have an open mind. Many people have very closed minds. They don't want to hear anything that might cause them any kind of upset or discomfort, would be a good way of putting it. And sometimes it's necessary for us to hear things that maybe are not what we want to hear, can be discomforting, but it is the truth. And we got to face up to the, you know, up to the truth at times. And that's what the Gospel is about this morning. And the question for us is, are you and I open to the truth at all times? Or do we bury our head in the sand sometimes? So now.